It's time. 31 days, 31 podcasts. 31 days, 31 podcasts. Prepare yourself for helpful snowman Halloween.
Everybody. So I have a good news, bad news situation for you and for me, for everyone. The good news, bad news situation is that my internet's not working. So the bad news is I can't read the combined obituary that I created in Google Docs. Everyone loves Google Docs, myself included, except when you don't have internet access, it blows. But the good news is I can still read the ones I was sent for our contest winners. For those of you who are listening to this and haven't been listening all through, I don't know what the fuck you're doing, why you would listen to them in this order, but it's been Potoween. It's been Potoween for 30 days, dum-dums. Get with the program. I think day 8 was this year's challenge. Every year there's a challenge for which there's a prize, and this year's prize is pretty sweet. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'm going to let, anyone who wins the prize tell you if they so choose. I guess I'm going to read the obituaries that the other folks sent, because they're pretty good. The first one I got, I'll read them in the order I got them. The first one I got was from friend of the show, Jen. It came with an email. Hey, Peter, here's my obituary submission. I told Ian I was afraid of being too mean, but he said some quote about how you'll never be funny if you think about going too far. And it also starts with an asterisk. I'm not really qualified to write this because what did I know about Peter, but everyone else was too grief-stricken. Peter Dirk died sometime in January, we think, but he wasn't found until April. Oh, God. This is a thing that I would like, though. Like, if I was going to die, I think it'd be good if they found your corpse to be that corpse that, you know, haunts a fireman or whatever for the rest of his career. He's like, one time I saw something real fucked up. And they'll be like, oh, I know that guy. Honestly, I always thought he was going to die by suicide, but it looks like a car hit him while he was out running and he got stuck in a snowdrift. We didn't realize he was missing for a week because he usually took a few days to respond to a text or call. Oh, zing. I'm dead and you're zinging me? But that's true. I don't respond to texts or calls very quickly. Calls are, I'm even slower. Texts? I don't know. It depends. But yes, I'm not quick to respond to those. I'm perversely proud of not responding to texts very quickly. That's probably one of my not good qualities, but there you have it. The thing Peter loved to talk and write about most was shit. At his request, his friends and family shared with him the details of our most harrowing poops. He also shared his worst poop stories with us, usually on his podcast. I'll never forget the way he described spraying a stream of diarrhea across the wall of a YMCA bathroom. That happened. That did happen. In my current role, you know, I've cleaned some bathrooms, and I do feel bad for whoever cleaned that bathroom. Like, if this was now, I would probably make some effort to clean the bathroom. But at that time I did not. I was very young. But I do feel, sometimes I wonder, is my current role the penance for what I'd done to whoever was at that YMCA? Was there a witch working there who cursed me and said, held up a finger and was like, pooper. Peter requested that in lieu of flowers, mourners send a small stool sample to be placed inside of the casket so that he can later be cremated with friends and family. I like that idea. Be cremated with a bunch of turds of people that I know. I'm like, you don't have to, you know, what are you going to do? Cut off a finger? Just throw a turd in there. You make one of those every day. wonder if the people at the crematorium would be upset about that, or if they'd be like, eh, whatever. I mean, you are burning a dead body. There's probably poop in a dead body. And does a dead body burning smell better or worse than in burning poop? I don't know. That's a tough one. Either way, I don't care. Just like put them in my pants pockets or something. Put a backpack on my body and put them in there. Be like, oh, he really liked this backpack. The next one's from Ian. Hey, buddy, here's an obit. So I guess not as concerned about my feelings. Peter David Dirk grew up in Greeley, Colorado. He went to school at Greeley Central and joined the cross-country team. He did well on the training runs that took him away from school, but he found the return loop extremely depressing. This is true. I hated school. After a brief stint getting his car stuck on county roads between Fort Collins and Greeley, Peter attended UNC. It's also very true. Pete was a common sight on campus because he was the only one with a coat hanger capable of removing the most stubborn of poops. This may be what I'm best known for amongst the staff at my work. This is let this be a lesson to everyone. You can win Colorado Librarian of the Year, but if you tell everyone about the time you busted up a huge turd with a coat hanger, that's what you're going to be known for. It's like sometimes people think we're known for our best moment and our worst moments, and I don't know which. Breaking up that poop, if is that my best moment or my worst moment? You know, is that the moment that I was like meant to be here? It was prophesized, foreseen, or is that just a thing that happened? Let's see. He worked at the High Plains Library District for several years, taking medical leave after a customer asked Peter if he would be fined for the dog-eared pages in an ebook. I do sometimes wonder, like, what is the thing that's going to be, because I've had some pretty stupid things. What is going to be the thing that I will look back on and be like, and that's really, that is when my soul died, or that's when my body died along with my soul. Like the soul's been dead, but that's the one that pushed me into physical infirmity. After the infirmities that plagued his teeth and bowels joined forces, Peter was severely weakened. He was too weak to celebrate his monthly tradition of getting a cold. He is survived by his cat, Roomba 3, and his Roomba, Dibweef 6. Those were Roomba numerals. So I almost said 5, because I was like, let's see, 5, and then 1 is 6. that's real, man. How am I going to go down? It's like, I don't know, man, the teeth and the bowels met in the middle, and that was it. That could work. The last one I got was from Poonmaster Flex. And it comes with a picture at the top, which is a nice touch. It's of me posing triumphantly with a bunch of toilets. If you actually go, at some point I got the URL peterdirk.com. And I don't think I really did anything with it, but I do think you can see this picture if you go there, or part of it. We went on a date to Manitou. I don't know if I told this in the... I did a podcast where I was talking about the expanded version of the story I eventually told. It distilled and told it about Sicily. And I was talking about bad dates we've been on, and this was definitely one, because it was like we went to Manitou Springs to go climb the incline, which is like this big hiking trail that's got like a bunch of steps. It's basically like a big staircase almost. It's like a Colorado landmark, and we got there and it had been closed for like a week because they were doing renovations or something. And we stayed in this hotel, and out back of the hotel, there was a bunch of toilets. So anyway, I took a picture. Well, she took my picture there. Mr. P. David Dirk, more affectionately known as Derek, Hey You Butt, or Fucksface McShit, died in what can only be described as an attempt at a brave and heroic yet idiotic feat. Taking a stroll in the scenic alleyways of Greeley, Colorado, where he was born and raised, Peter stumbled upon a graveyard of toilets. Wanting to send them off in the most fantastic way possible, Peter decided they each deserved one last dump, all 69 of the porcelain thrones. I see what you did there with that 69. The strain was too much on old man Pete, who had recently gained an exorbitant amount of weight due to Twix building a factory next door and Peter creating a contraption to funnel all the reject Twix out of the factory and directly into his mouth. And his cold, black heart gave out, but not before he broke the balls of 28 commodes. I mean, that's a respectable number of dumps, especially bull cracking dumps. You know, if I found someone dead and it's like he was trying to take these 69 dumps, he only got 28 in, I'd be like, I mean, my hat is off to him. And over my face, because the stench is probably horrendous. Peter's life was an all right one, although he was haunted by the fact that he could never be Pee-wee tall or understand the magic of Tuna Helper plus crushed up Doritos. He enjoyed the simpler things like singing Baby Shark, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Watching gifs of dogs running into enormous piles of leaves and trying to remember the setup to a joke whose punchline was polka dots. Peter leaves behind a number of eccentric millionaire ideas, most prominently his whole enterprises and kindergartner cat's Vomitron machine, all of which are for sale to other interested eccentric millionaires. If interested in purchasing these golden inspirations, please contact his extremely sad, grieving, yet open to the right price partner, Cassie Sherholt. There you go. So I guess this is what everyone thinks of me, huh? You bastards? No, I'm just kidding. Those are great. That is exactly what I wanted. You gave me just what I wanted. That's how that song goes, right? You know, between being out of tune and doing the wrong words, it's like sometimes I wonder if my songs even make sense. Anyway, there you go. We did it. Thanks for listening. Tomorrow, of course, is October 31st, and we've got a pretty good show planned for the 31st, I must say. It's got thrills, chills, and it's like a regular length episode, too, to kind of celebrate. So then we won't have one on this Friday, but then next Friday we'll be back to our regularly scheduled shit. You know, shit was the through line of these other ones, right? So this is also shit. But thanks for listening, and I hope you've had a good Potoween. Have a safe-ish Halloween tomorrow. And, you know, I don't know. Don't fall for, like, a trunk or treat or something. Don't take your kids to that. That's not fun. If there's no chance that they're going to get kidnapped and killed, what's the fun of Halloween? Ha 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 ha!